This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roswell County Historical Society. This brief history of Howard and Alice Meyer Ertle appears in the Roswell County Heritage Book. Howard Ertle was born in 1911, the son of Ferdinand and Ida Ertle in Leona Township, Roswell County. He went to school in Swift, Minnesota. Alice Meyer was born in 1909, the daughter of Ernest and Mary Meyer of Badger, Minnesota. They farmed in Moranville Township for many years. Alice taught school in Roosevelt and several of the other area schools. Their children are Elizabeth, who married Maynard Broughton, Wanda, who married Stanley Olson, Margaret, who married Jerome Cole, twin sons died in infancy, Barbara, who married David Sather, and Frederick, who married Jean Lund. A longer story about Howard's parents, Ferdinand and Ida Ertle, was included in Pioneers O' Pioneers, compiled and published by Roswell County Historical Society and Warroad Bicentennial Committee many years ago to celebrate those early settlers of Roswell County. A happy, adventurous couple of honeymooners arrived in the Warroad Swift area following their wedding on November 4, 1908, in Ellsworth, Wisconsin. Ferdinand and Ida Lance Ertle boarded the train on the afternoon of their wedding day for the Northland, where Mr. Ertle had a homestead 1.5 miles northeast of Swift. They traveled by train to Winnipeg on the Great Northern and then to Warroad on the Canadian National, since the railroad had not been completed between Greenbush and Warroad. Ida Ertle was born in a log cabin 4 miles from Ellsworth on October 8, 1882. Her grandparents had been in this country since before the Civil War. Her husband, Ferdinand, was born in the Berlin area and came to the United States as a young man. He worked as a coachman in New York City for 4 years before becoming a woodsman in Wisconsin. Ferdinand and Ida Ertle lived and farmed for 11 years on their homestead until the Swift Ditch went in and high water flooded their building when the lake backed up. We had to get out by boat. I can remember seeing other bridges coming down the ditch and taking out the one near our place. They all went to the lake, Mrs. Ertle explained as she was interviewed previous to her 90th birthday. She had 4 small children at the time and her husband had lost his health. They moved to a farm near Warroad with their herd of Guernsey cows. It was at Warroad where she again saw Dr. Parker, whom she had known in her native Wisconsin. He was a striking figure there when he had his medicine show, she recalled, entertaining and selling kickapoo, liniments, salves, and cough medicine, which he said would cure anything. Ida Ertle began working as a midwife. She worked with Dr. Parker for about 20 years, later working with Dr. Elliott, Dr. McDonald, Dr. Wilson, and Dr. Leach. She recalled delivering 7 babies in one family. When they came for help, what could I say? There was no one else, so I had to help them, she said matter-of-factly. The old days have gone for her. She remembered when Tom Lightning came to Swift peddling moose meat, remembered Kakagisik and his brother Namapuk coming to their house laden with huge packs of furs and asking for a drink of coffee. Mrs. Ida Ertle didn't let any grass grow under her feet, despite the fact she passed the age of 90 years young. She did fancy work, made quilts, and was always on the go. She seldom missed a birthday party for any of her offspring. On her 90th birthday, her sons Paul and Roland, daughters-in-law, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren were there to celebrate the happy occasion, October 8, 1972. The Ertle children were Paul, who married Mildred Weitemeyer, father of Marianne Tweet, Charlotte Randolph, and Edna Billy. Howard wed Alice Meyer and fathered Elizabeth Broughton, Wanda Olson, Margaret Cole, Barbara Sather, and Frederick. Roland and Clarence, who married Rose Sutliff and became father of Edward, Marie, and May. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.